Okay, well, good morning and welcome to APHA session 3326, right? Yes. Welcome. Appreciate you being here today. And I just, out of curiosity, want to know how many of you were here in this related session last year? Oh, okay. Okay, cool. Just wanted to get that. Please make sure you sign in either internally or outside, because we are trying to keep track of the people who are interested in this material. So please sign in. My name is Dr. Terry D. Wright, and I am the director of the Center for Public Health Policy, as well as the Center for School Health and Education at the American Public Health Association. But in this capacity, I'm also the chair of the Board of Directors for the Black Women's Health Imperative, which is what we're featuring today, the information through the Black Women's Health Imperative. And furthermore, one of the things I'm most proud about is that you're going to hear some information after 20 years of collecting data on African-American women around the country from the Black Women's Health Study, and I am one of the participants in that longitudinal study. And so that's one of the roles I'm most proud about, because when I got that call to participate, I thought it was an important thing for me to do as a Black woman to make sure there was information about our lives, because many of the articles we read in the literature, we may be underrepresented or just a small percentage of that study population. And in this study, there's 55,000 of us. And that is awesome. And so I am very proud about that particular role that I play. So every time I get my survey, I fill it out promptly and get it back. I do. All right, so a little bit about APHA's mission is to improve the health of the public and achieve equity in health status. Its central challenge, if you were in yesterday's session, you heard Shiriki Kumiyaki talk about the healthiest nation in a generation. And I posit to you that that requires that we understand and promote the conditions and strategies that advance the health and well-being of Black women. Because in any of our data, you will find that we have experienced some of the most challenges at disparate levels. The Black Women's Health Study has the potential to uncover critical information about 55,000 Black women whose behaviors, circumstances, and health status have been reported and empirically analyzed for 20 years. This is the 20th anniversary this year of that study. So potentially, APHA and the Black Women's Health Imperative and others will have the essential information to formulate guidance through its policies and public policy at large. APHA has been a champion for women's health for over 50 years, including but not limited to reproductive health. The Black Women's Health Study will provide the impetus for achieving health equity for Black women through the provision of empirical evidence to formulate Index US, or Index US. I think it's equally important that it's both ways. Index US will be a tool that we all, in public health, education, advocacy, politics, human services, medicine, and business, to name a few, will be able to use to advance the health and well-being of Black women across this country. Specifically, though, APHA employs a number of strategies to achieve its mission and progress on its central challenge. Specific to the partnership with the Black Women's Health Imperative and Index US is our strategy to strengthen public health practice. And we do that through three distinctive mechanisms. We provide and support education and professional development to all types of public health and medical professionals across the country. We disseminate opportunities for evidence-based health equity interventions addressing the social determinants of health. And we foster clinical community partnerships and collaboration with organizations both within and beyond the public health community. So we fully intend to call upon all of our resources in this partnership with the Black Women's Health Imperative to put arms and legs under the information we learn from the Black Women's Health Study. Because that's the only way we'll be able to achieve health equity for all. So let me introduce our three speakers that you will hear from today. Dr. Tracy Bethay is the co-principal investigator on the Black Women's Health Study at the Sloan Epidemiology Center at Boston University. She will provide an overview of the study findings on the characteristics and behaviors of healthy Black women, as well as policy implications for Index Us. Dr. Joe Benitez is an assistant professor in the Department of Health Management and Systems Sciences of the School of Public Health and Information Sciences at the University of Louisville. Dr. Benitez will examine the costs and benefits to solving the health equity problem to business and what the U.S. With the U.S. economic landscape would look like if these inequalities did not exist. And last but not least, our president and CEO of the Black Women's Health Imperative, Linda Blount. She's been in that role for almost 2 years now, and she has been the champion for Black women's health on issues such as reproductive choice and justice, chronic diseases, interpersonal violence, and most recently, the implications of the and potential harmful impact of the debate and ultimately ensuing confusion about the guidelines and recommendations for screening Black women for breast cancer. You might have seen her in the media on this very topic. She has a background in epidemiology as well as public health, and she will describe the vision and intent for Index Us. So please join me in welcoming first Dr. Tracy Bethay, then Dr. Joe Benitez, and then Linda Blount.